The Spurs reveal new jerseys, but why are Spurs fans so upset with it?
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Kins 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Hey, the jerseys are out. The new ones, the fourth of five jerseys that the Spurs will be wearing next season. Quickly recap, the traditional white, black. So that's two right there. Then the classic edition that the Spurs recently announced, but basically the ABA throwback. And then the one they released a few days ago, the one that says SATX with trimmings of the Mexican Serape. Spurs fans really did not like them. With that being said, it's time to have another fan episode right here on Locked On Spurs. You know how this works. A fan comes in, gives you his opinion, and then the general feelings of the fan base on not only the jerseys, the new ones that the Spurs released, but another topic is, are Spurs fans really thinking that a 19-year-old Josh Primo is going to take the next step and help this team in this rebuild? Who is representing these Spurs fans today? He is Eric Hicks, now making his fourth appearance here on Locked On Spurs. Is that correct, Eric?
That is correct. Thanks for having me back, by the way.
Not a problem. No, thank you for hopping on this interesting episode of Locked On Spurs, because, well, let's dive into it. The Spurs revealed the SATX jerseys, the Statement Edition jerseys, with the new alt logo. Now, before we get into the fan opinion, let's get your opinion first. Did you like them? What did you like about them? What didn't you like about them? Where did they go wrong?
My opinion was more like a meh. I know you saw that a lot. I saw that a lot. That was a big reaction. But I actually want to wait to see them in person, and then I'm going to go ahead and make my judgment when that time comes. But that's me. I know that's a little bit of cheating. Yeah. There's a little bit of, you know, copying out or whatnot. But I actually want to see them face to face before. But, you know, right now, when I saw them, I was just like, man, I'd understand what some of the fans were saying about them.
It has the new alt logo, the SATX, and even fans have issues with that alt logo.
Yes.
Is it something as simple as the font? Because I hear a lot of that, like font. Oh, the font's wrong. The font's wrong. Or is it more because you take away the S and then there's ATX, which is Austin, Texas?
Yeah, I saw some people doing a little photoshopping work like that, and they were taking away the S. No, I'm not surprised by the reaction from the fans with this, though, because I think when they released these three alternate logos, I believe it was like in May, and they started getting dragged back then. So I'm not surprised at the reaction from the Spurs fans when they released these jerseys. What was it, yesterday? You know, and stuff like that.
Why are Spurs fans so hypercritical with things the Spurs do? Like, if it's a new jersey, it gets trashed for the most part. Mm-hmm. If it's a new alt logo, it gets trashed. If it's a new font design on the names or the lettering, it gets trashed. Rarely do I see Spurs fans applaud them. My recollection, maybe you can help me here. The Spurs fans applauded the OG Fiesta jerseys, the one 3 years ago. By the way, Eric, should we tell everybody that was the first time in Spurs history there was a Fiesta jersey, because there never was a Fiesta jersey until 2-3 years ago, the black with the colorful stripes.
Right.
Spurs fans, for the most part, like that. And then the overwhelming response to the ABA Classic Edition. Everybody loves those. But why are Spurs fans so hypercritical with everything the Spurs do?
I actually think that it's a good thing that they do that. I think it shows that they have passion for their Spurs. And me and you, whenever we see the Spurs fans blow up, we kind of have fun with it on our site. You know, mm-hmm. We pay attention and we watch it. But I like that they do that. I think to me it shows that they care. It's almost like it's their only child. You know, when it comes to professional sports here in the 210, they're pretty, you know, it is. And I like when they do that. I I would be more worried if they didn't do it, because then to me it was shows like they almost wouldn't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when they come out and they do that, and you know, Spurs fans come out for anything, any little thing that the Spurs organization does, something like this, or they make a statement, you know, they tend to usually do come out. Well, like I said, you know, whether it be bad or, you know, whether they have a happy reaction or whether they have an angry reaction, I think it's a good thing that they do have a reaction, because it shows that they care, you know, and I'm happy for that.
Do you, are you one of those Spurs fans that is hypercritical, or you kind of give a little bit, you know, a little more understanding? And you can't please everybody. The Spurs, they cannot please everybody.
I'm a little bit.
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm a little bit of the moral understanding. Like I told you, you know, just a while ago, I went to, for example, for these jerseys that just came out, I went to see what they look like, you know, face to face. I'm actually also pretty happy that the Spurs organization is making these, you know, releasing these jerseys and making us want to come out more. I think they're supposed to be releasing one more, right, later on this season.
Yeah, there's one more. Yeah, it's a throwback to the All-Star game in '96.
Right. I've seen, you know, what some people have been putting out there, and if you know, some of those ideas look sick, and I'm going to be excited to see that. But you know, I'm happy that they're doing that.
Yeah, I think it's already out already. It's been leaked what the last jersey is going to be. It's very similar to the 96 All-Star jersey in San Antonio. I wouldn't be surprised if Spurs fans trash that one too, once it's officially official.
You know, I actually like that one.
It's very reminiscent of the season before the Fiesta jersey. Very reminiscent of that. Just instead of a white, it's more of a baby blue. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, yeah, I mean, these new jerseys really, really got a negative feedback. It started off kind of in the middle, and then as the day progressed and people started seeing it more, it really turned into, on the hate side, like trashing it. I heard fans saying it's AAU style. I've heard fans say it's a G League look.
WNBA.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to disparage that. It's just not. Hasn't been good. I mean, the classic edition, it's hard to follow that up too. The classic edition ABA throwback with Gervin introducing it a few weeks ago.
That one's
nice, isn't it?
Yeah, when that classic edition came out, like right there, I immediately started thinking whose jersey I wanted to get. That classic one looks sick, and I love that the Nike logo with the words Nike above the swoosh. I think that one looks very nice.
Yeah, fans definitely love the black on black look. Basically, it's black lettering with white outline and then the black jersey. The problem is that these jerseys are only going to be worn for a few select games. So, you know, you kind of wish that they wear it all the time.
Right.
Back in the old day when it used to be the white and black only, and now they have every team has multiple designs. But yeah, it's just really interesting to see how Spurs fans reacted to these last SATX statement jerseys. It just really, really, really was negative. And we're going to do that up next. When we get back, our guest Eric Hicks is going to give us the fan reaction and what have fans been telling him, or what is he noticing about the fan reaction to the latest statement jerseys. But before we do that, hey, thanks for making Lockdown Spurs your first listen each and every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. And I want to talk to you about Bet Online. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information. From live in-game betting, scores, podcasts, they got you covered. So much so, you can go right now to betonline.net and see the latest odds on if the Spurs' new rookies have any shot of capturing the Rookie of the Year award next season. Yeah, the line's already out. Head to BetOnline today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the actions happening today. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back with Eric Hicks right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs, and we're talking jerseys, Spurs, And later on, we're going to be talking about Josh Primo. So I think we kind of alluded to it already. The Spurs fan base didn't really take kindly to that. What did you see? What was a negative? Anything specific? Why were they so adamant that these were a fail?
Like I said, we knew that back in May, we saw the reaction that the Spurs fans had to this logo. And so that's why it's not really that big of a surprise. It's not a surprise to me. You know, all they did, they saw this logo get dragged in May, and all they ended up doing was just throwing it on a jersey. And now the Spurs fans are reacting the way they react. And they were like, oh, well, what did you expect? You saw this in May. You saw it coming. I did see some more positive comments though from the shorts because of the Texas logo that was on there. And I think even back in May, that one's probably the one that had like the more positive
positive reaction.
Reaction, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like the fans like that one more, but for this, we know with the SATX, you know, that was no surprise to me.
Yeah. Yeah. The alt logo got bashed. Now it's on a jersey. Now, our last guest that we had on the previous Lockdown Spurs, his idea to save the SATX edition jersey, the statement jersey, is if the serape was colored, like in the Mexican serape. Do you think that would have saved it?
I think that might have helped. Would like to have seen the way it comes out. I did see a couple of people saying that, and that would have been interesting.
Yeah, but then again, my opinion was that would have been maybe Fiesta color overload because there's going to be the 96 jersey, All-Star jersey coming out next later this year. But yeah, it's just from the alt logos to the jerseys, has it really been a good moment of time for new stuff the Spurs fans can get? But you did mention the shorts. Mm-hmm. The shorts did get positive reaction. Mm-hmm. Why were the shorts given the thumbs up by Spurs fans? Why was that the only thing that Spurs fans said? You know that you got that right, Spurs.
You know, like I said, I believe that was because of the Texas logo. That was the one that got the most positive reaction. I don't know if you would have put the Texas logo on the jersey, I don't know if that would have changed anything. But like we've seen, the Texas logo is, what is it, like on the right side, on the right thigh, the shorts or something like that. And we did see more fans saying they were like, hey, them shorts are okay, or I really like the shorts more than the jersey. And you know, it just shows what they're thinking.
All right, so big question now is, will Eric Hicks go get himself a statement edition jersey?
Nah, I'm not gonna say no, and I'm not gonna say yes. I actually want to see them first, but like I said, my reaction when I saw them, and I was actually seeing a lot of the fans having this same reaction. Like I said, when I saw them, I was more just like, meh, you know. And I really want to see what this next jersey that comes out looks like. If what I've seen that's going to come out is actually going to come out, I actually want to get those. And then obviously these throwback jerseys, I definitely want to cop a couple of those.
Yeah, that classic ABA jersey is going to be a hot seller. Spurs fans have been demanding that, maybe second close to a Fiesta-inspired jersey. So they got that, the Fiesta-inspired jersey years ago, and now comes the classic edition. Comes at a great time, too, the 50th anniversary of San Antonio being the city for the Spurs. So it's coming out at a good time, but you know, I look at the situation the Spurs are in, you know, the rebuild, they're trying to bring in money. You know, it's obvious they're expanding their market to the Austin. They're going to have games there, Austin, next season. They're going to have regular season games there and in Mexico City. So they're really trying to bring in the revenue any way they can. And I heard this over there on San Antonio Sports Star, and I was like, oh, this is not, I didn't think about that maybe the statement edition jersey has that SATX vibe because Austin uses that ATX a lot. And there could be playing games in Austin. The ATX and the SATX kind of gives the Austin fans a reason to get that jersey. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and you know what? They came out with, when they released the logos, and they said it themselves. What did I think? The statement edition was going to be the celebrating the entire region, you know,
right.
The editions. Yeah, so. And I'm fine with that. And I think the Spurs fans were fine with that. I just wish that they would have hit on the jersey a little bit better.
Yeah.
Cool with that, but like do a little bit of a better job in that part.
Yeah. Well, there's one more jersey left and that's it for the season. But man, do you think it's getting jersey overload overall in the NBA? Like, there's just so many jerseys out there, or that's just the way it is nowadays with teams looking to make money.
At the end of the day, it's a business. You know, we understand that. And I do believe it's a little bit of jersey overload. That's just my opinion. All right. But at the same token, it could be jersey overload, but that's not to say that I don't like it, because if I want to buy some, then I have plenty of options to choose from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Spurs are definitely good. Spurs fans are going to have a lot to choose from this upcoming season. I think I'm going to lean towards the Classic Edition. I think that's only one I'm going to get. Yeah. But what jersey number are you going to get on that Classic Edition? Is it going to be 44 for Gervin? Maybe Robinson when he was introduced to San Antonio? Because remember, isn't there a basketball card of him holding the OG ABA jersey? Because that was right before they went to the redesign.
Yeah.
What number are you going to get?
I'm kind of torn in between of getting my last name on a jersey. But then again, I'm thinking about getting my favorite player's name. And that was Manu. I'm leaning more towards that.
You're not going to get DeJounte Murray?
No, man. I'm going to get DeJounte Murray. Same thing with them. Whack New Balance shoes. I'm staying away.
What about those shoes? You asked before the recording if you can talk about that. You have an issue with his new ones?
Man, I've had an issue with his New Balance ever since they came out. Nobody wants to wear those New Balance.
Why don't you like them?
Man, they just look whack. And you know nobody's wearing no New Balance over in the ATL. Come on, get real, man. You know, there's straight Jordans up there, straight J's.
Look at Eric Hicks. Even has an issue with DeJounte Murray's New Balance. But hey, Kawhi Leonard's a team New Balance, and you're still a fan of Kawhi Leonard.
Still love you, DeJounte. All right, shout out. Do good out there in the ATL. Hope everything goes well.
All right. When we get back, we're going to be wrapping up our conversation with Eric Hicks on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. He'll tell you how to talk to him later on in the show. But yeah, we're going to shift gears now and get away from jersey talk to Primo talk. And if Spurs fans understand that he's still 19, but yet are expecting a lot, is that fair? We're back with Eric Hicks on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. We just finished talking about the Spurs jerseys, the new ones that just came out. Eric, you want to tell people how they can chat with you regarding your thoughts on the jerseys?
Yeah, it's with Eric Hicks 7. If they want to connect with me, they can do it there.
All right, perfect. Let's go to shift gears now. And Eric, it's obvious the Spurs are in a rebuild. We get that. It's obvious. It's written across the wall. Great. Spurs fans seemingly have come to grips with that. But part of the rebuild is turning the keys over to a lot of the kids. Maybe minimal Austin Spurs time. Yeah. But one guy that's being looked upon to really take the reins and get the keys to the car is Josh Primo. He's still 19 years old. He's still, as of this recording, obviously he'll be, you know, out of his teens in a few months. But nevertheless, he is still a kid asked to step his game up at the professional level. Now, he got some burn last season, and it was adequate burn, but he's going to get a lot more burn. Do Spurs fans understand that maybe, just maybe, there's still some rocky moments ahead for this kid, or are Spurs fans really expecting him to up his game already in just a sophomore season?
I think that for the Spurs fans, this is speaking for the Spurs fans, I think for them, I think that they believe that it's still too early to tell. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because it almost looks, it's kind of like a wrench got thrown into, and it's just summer league. And I do understand that it's just summer league, but I believe that the Spurs fans, they were really looking forward to seeing what he was going to do during the summer league. And then, as you know, he only got to play two games because he had to go into, what is it, health and safety protocols.
Right.
And that second game, I know you had a previous guest and they brought up that second game and they were like, well, you really don't even know if he was feeling anything at that time. And I was like, you know what? That's right. You know, we saw really the first game, and I think that that's all they have to go off of. Mm-hmm. I feel like the Spurs fans, that they're not upset about what happened, you know, obviously, but I think that they still want to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I still believe it's still too early to tell, way too early to tell. We need to see what he can do in a full season. Last season, his rookie season, he split time between San Antonio and Austin. I mean, heavy at San Antonio, but he still spent a good amount of time in Austin. And even then, like, he was either playing sparse. His minutes were just erratic.
Right.
One day he's playing 20, next day he's working 5, and next day he's benched, and next day he's back in Austin. So he's all up and down, yes. And what we saw in the summer league, at least that one game where he's forcing himself to facilitate, and then went Vinny Microwave Johnson on everybody in that fourth quarter, got cooking and started naming shots. But you think the Spurs fan base's patience are still going to be there for him? Let's just say we're halfway through the season next year and he's looking bad. Are Spurs fans going to be forgiving?
I think that they will. And I think that decision actually has been made a while back. You know, like you said, they're rebuilding. Spurs fans, I believe they know what to expect this coming year. They know what, you know, the expectations are. And they're just kind of buckled up. And it feels like the Spurs fans went when we could see this rebuilding was going to start, that they went more from like to now like a, they're actually getting kind of excited to see these young kids. You know what I mean?
You gotta keep a positive mentality. Yeah. It's going to be some lean years. And Vegas, by the way, Vegas gave the Spurs an extra game. So when the season ended, the Spurs are projected to win 23 and a half games next year. Mm-hmm. Now it's up to 24 and a half. So yay, right. One more win better.
And at the end of the day, the Spurs fans see, you know, that there's something going on in the kitchen. You know, they can hear the banging, you know, they see that the light is on and whatnot. And I think, what was it, during the summer league when Tony Parker was like, I don't know what's going on over there or what, you know what I mean? But that kind of makes it exciting because the Spurs fans at the end of the day, they know that something's going on. You know, we might not know what, but at least there's a plan, you know, it seems that there's a plan there. You know, and that's what makes it exciting. And I think, you know, they should be excited. We haven't had a kind of season like this in a while. You know, I've been through two of them, but there's some Spurs fans who haven't even been through one rebuild.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you and I have been through the first rebuild of this team pre-Robinson, a little bit of Robinson too. But nevertheless, yeah, there's some lean games ahead, lean season ahead. And Primo, I think it's right. You guys got to throw him in the fire. Just throw him in there, let him sink or swim. And if he sinks, good. Then pull him out and talk to him about it because it's all part of rebuilding. And after the Spurs fans saw the team traded DeJounte Murray, you know, their only all-star, you know, a guy that was putting up numbers.
Quote, unquote.
Do Spurs fans also understand that, yeah, you know, that if they can trade DeJounte, that maybe they can even trade Primo? What do you think about that? Do Spurs fans understand that concept, that that's part of a rebuild, is flipping some of the pieces, even the ones that fans like?
I think that they understand that. And I, if something like that were to happen, you know, once they traded DeJounte, it seemed like everybody was on the table. And I know the Spurs fans had a big reaction when they traded away DeJounte, and I understand why, you know. Props to DeJounte, you know, he was, I had never seen any, but any, but I can't remember any Spur, you know, Jeff, whenever somebody would buy like his jersey and tag him, you know, on social, you know, how many times were he like message him back and be like, hey, you want to meet us, sign it.
Yeah.
And then he would, mm-hmm. and then people would be like, well, you know, and that was awesome. So I understand what, you know, the reaction that came, but I think that once he went, I think that was the big one. So I don't think that they would be upset. And I think they do understand that maybe, you know, you got to, if it's a rebuild, you got to keep all options on the table. You know,
absolutely.
I'm not saying that you don't have to do things, but, you know, you're at least going to listen.
Yeah, and the Spurs are definitely listening nowadays as pieces are being traded off. It didn't start this offseason. It started in the middle of the season when they traded Bryn Forbes, Thad Young, Drew Eubanks, Derek White. You know, so the writing had been on the wall for quite some time. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Josh Primo is going to react or play in this case once he's given a lot more slack to get on the court and do his thing. We'll see if Spurs fans have patience or not. With the 19-year-old kid. So keep that in the back of your mind there, Spurs fans, as you watch.
Does he got his driver's license yet?
No, I don't think he even has that yet. So he's behind the times a little bit. He's a late bloomer. He's just a late bloomer. All right, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. Eric told you about his opinions of the new jerseys, why Spurs fans are upset, why they're so demanding with better looking jerseys. Eric, one more time, how they can chat with you?
Yeah, it's at HicksEric7. If you ever want to chat Spurs, cards, or anything like that, go ahead and feel free to hit me up. They can even just go ahead and slide in my DMs. I don't mind stuff like that either.
And what's your latest pull on the card?
It's pretty interesting. My latest pull was it has nothing to do with basketball. It has to do with the baseball. It was a Joey Bart numbered on card auto, and then and I posted that to the social, and I got a little bit of reaction from around, you know, from the hobby world, and then I think I'm gonna put that away for Sweep the League. Because he had a little bit of a reaction. Don't tell him I told you.
All right, you're right. Rudy, close your ears around right now. Don't be listening. But yeah, well, good pull. I know you're big into cards, so another reason why, if you're into trading cards, basketball, football, baseball, Eric is the guy to go chat with. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, on YouTube, and on the Ken's 5 YouTube page, as well as the Ken's 5 Plus app. No excuse for you to not get Locked On Spurs, and we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now, for the second listen, get up to date on the latest news and rumors in the NBA in just 30 minutes every day with Locked On NBA. Locked On NBA is your daily NBA update in just 30 minutes. Once again, Eric, we thank you for hopping on this fan episode and representing the fan base right here on Locked On Spurs. So for Eric Hicks, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.